Silver Plane favorites Colin Brunson doing an imagination and getting away with it. That's Touch. It's 3 minutes to six. Quick look at traffic before we head for the news. Donnybrook is heavy at the moment. The Green is moving well. O'Connell Street slow but moving. Pierce Street and Tower Street is heavy but moving. Maggot Street all the way down is moving well. The canal of Harrow's Cross is slow moving. That's how it looks. The news is next.
Can you spot the deliberate error made by this imitator?
Listen, sweetheart. Come up and see me sometime.
There's a lot to look at, Martha.
That's terrific. Play it, Sam. Play it. Time goes by.
Well, next time you order a Britvic fruit juice, watch out for deliberate errors made by imitators. When you ask for a Britvic, make sure you get a Britvic. Britvic.
Broadcasting to the south side on 684 kHz AM and 102.7 FM. Time for independent radio news.
It's 6 o'clock. This is Brian Dobson. Good evening. In Portugal, up to 8 people are reported to have been killed in a terrorist attack on the Turkish embassy and the ambassador's residence in Lisbon. The details are still unclear, but it's known that a number of gunmen first attacked the embassy. They were beaten back by police, and one this afternoon, a government spokesman said the new organization has been set up to improve relations between the two countries. And finally, in Britain, an Army Air Corps reconnaissance aircraft has crashed during an air show at Colrose Naval Base in Cornwall. It's understood the pilot was the only person on board, and he died instantly. The aircraft from a base in Hampshire crashed on the runway after climbing to about 100 feet. And that's the independent radio news from Dublin at 3 minutes past six.
Radio Nova.
And the weather around town remaining dry, and the sun will shine for a bit longer. The high is 20 degrees Celsius, and the winds are force 3 to 4. On the way home, here's Casey.